Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Matthew Bible of CasFitness.net. As someone with interest in fitness, helping as many people as possible improve their health and seeing the benefits of his own weight loss transformation, Matthew Bible started his fitness company, Cas Fitness, in September of 2013. The company started out with Matthew and his two partners, Steven Stingsack and Ramon Thomas. Matthew is an in-home personal trainer, traveling to homes, apartments, gyms, parks, offices, and more in Montgomery County, Maryland, Arlington, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Over the next few years, Matthew helped to recruit several talented personal trainers in the D.C. area, as well as independent contractors. In 2017, Cas Fitness began teaching outdoor classes for the parks at Walter Reed in Washington, D.C., and he also gained their first trainer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Matthew, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am ready, yes.
Awesome, let's do it. So the first question I had was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
All right, so I've had an interest in the world of health and fitness even when I was working on my degree at Penn State. And then, of course, as you mentioned, I did experience my own 50-pound weight loss, and that was compiled by, well, the weight gain was a result of bad decisions in college, but then the weight loss was just some motivation, just, you know, just really just ready to get back into shape. But then I was also helping people with like advice on their nutrition. They're like, "Whoa, how'd you do it?" And I was like, "Okay, let's do this, this, and that for you. A little bit different, this, this, and that." Helping them with certain exercises. Unfortunately, at the time, I put my desire to get my personal training certification on the back burner. I was like, "Okay, let me finish my degree." So I got into the corporate world for a couple years, and then I got laid off, and then I fell back on hospitality, hotels, which actually worked most of college. So, and at the time, I had some aspirations of actually owning a resort. So I was getting promotions at the hotel I worked with. So I was content, but I wasn't too happy with it. So then I saw the stress that general managers and sales managers went through on a daily basis. And I kept like thinking to myself, I don't know. So I saw like the corporate company I ran the hotel firing people left and right, and actually took elimination of my position by corporate and then demotion back to the front desk to really kickstart my dreams. So I left work, yeah, pretty angry that day, understandably. So I went to the gym for my second workout. I usually worked out before work. And then I heard a commercial for the NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine, one of the certifications. So that night I looked at NASM and a couple other accredited certifications. I liked that they had a science-based program, and I liked that they had an actual payment plan too. So I pulled the trigger that night, signed right up. I knew right then and there I wanted to start a fitness business. I knew which direction I wanted to go to. I mean, you know, my parents, they were initially against my decision to not start at a gym, but I was trying to give them my reasons. I was like, well, seeing the high turnover of trainers at my gym, fear of losing my job no matter how well I performed, just drove me away from working at a gym. So then I got together with my two venture partners, Ramon and Steven, who actually were a huge help in providing like the marketing, the graphic design, web design, second opinions on my decisions. They knew the potential in a fitness business, provided their services to help us get a good start. So, you know, I really wanted to start controlling my own destiny and play by my own rules. Too many times I went through manager changes at old jobs, and then when a system worked, things always changed, mostly, at least in my opinion, I think for the worst. I also started a company because I wanted to build a foundation where I never have to stress out about bills and I'm doing something that makes me happy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, having been somebody that's been laid off once and was about to get laid off again, I can understand how you might have felt angry, because I know I definitely felt, I think angry was a nice word
that I yes. felt, you know, at
that time. So, but no, I think it's a true sign of an entrepreneur to be able to, you know, take those hard times and those things that happen, but to be able to try to turn them around and, you know, look within yourself and see what you're passionate about and kind of, you know, march along the beat of your own drum, so to speak, so and create your business. So I definitely appreciate you for doing that. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about what you're doing at Cas Fitness. How are you helping out and serving these clients that you work with?
Okay, so we primarily provide in-home personal training for one-on-one clients, some small groups. And as you mentioned, we do travel to the apartment gyms, condo gyms, houses. And some people have equipment and some people don't have anything. So we all travel with, you know, anything from mats, bands, small weights, I'm exercise balls, like battle ropes, pretty much anything that's not a barbell or like something or like a sandbag we have. I will bring it to them or parks, office gyms. Me personally, I mostly work with weight loss clients. And weight loss, it's more than just, it's like every person's like a different, it's a different situation, different pieces to the puzzle. You know, it's a lot of it is a workout, but it goes beyond the workout. You know, it's helping with nutrition. Nutrition, although it sounds so simple, it's actually very tough because, you know, there's so many contradictory articles out there, like do this diet, that plan. And all, you know, usually from credible people as well. And then, so there's always so much confusion. And then, you know, all the marketing out there, even like TV ads, like I always go by, if you see something advertised on TV as far as food, 99% of the time, it's not actually healthy, even if they say so. So there's, you know, and it's just temptations from work, stresses. So that part of it, it's very personal to each person. And then I do help a little bit with corrective exercise as well. That was actually my second certification was NASM's CES, corrective exercise science. I found that as actually somebody that went through a pretty debilitating back injury for about a year, I just found corrective exercise to be so useful. And it actually, about half of our clientele, you know, needs some form of it, I think everybody needs to help prevent injuries, but, you know, just to help someone recover once they're clear from a doctor or physical therapist, just to help them out with preventing that kind of injury from happening again. It's so much of it's just occupational. Majority of folks now are, you know, we're sitting at desks most of the day, maybe not in the most ergonomic, you know, most like ideal ergonomic situation, or there's a lot of repetitive motion. So it's like our technology is hurting us like physically. So it's like, we got to combat that. That's main two categories. And I do help kind of what, in the fitness world, they call them newbies, I guess, in the strength world. I was also that really skinny kid at one point too. I really just help like beginner to intermediate lifters kind of get to the next level with their strength training as well.
Now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is something that you feel like makes either you or your organization or both of them unique.
What makes us unique? I feel we truly make, you know, clients' experience personal. You know, every person, we treat them just like, you treat them totally different. I mean, you know, everybody with respect, of course, but like just every situation is different. Every program's different. There's no cookie cutter program, no 30-day like this and that, you know, because it's like nobody's a one-size-fits-all situation. You know, I think with every trainer that's with us, not only has personal training experience, but almost everybody has customer service experience, you know, from other jobs. And I've had a lot of it, especially drawing from working at hotels for several years. Just knowing, even especially when I got into like higher end hotels, like just providing a certain level of service each time. And I think I drew a lot of that from the customer service world. And I think, you know, a lot of us have gone through personal journeys, whether it's been weight loss, injury recovery, or we had a trainer for a while. She, you know, still very close with her. She moved to North Carolina, but she had a really inspirational story. Like she actually just turned 51, got into bodybuilding 4 years ago, just totally transformed her life. Actually was on bodybuilding.com.
Nice.
And, you know, she was just played that role model role for like a lot of women, and especially in their 30s and 40s and 50s. I think with us being human, you know, I think you see too much on social media. You see, you know, and I did this kind of signally early on, you know, I'd post like all kinds of crazy stuff I would do, but it's like, that's not what most people want. You know, there's a very specialized group of people that do, but you know, it can be intimidating to some folks, you know, it's just, so I kind of drove away from that and just really focus on, all right, what do they need? And then we also, you know, in addition to personal training, we do like to work with different budgets because we realize, you know, not everybody, you know, not everybody can afford personal training, but we want to help out as many people as possible. We want to help out with that college student. We want to help that teacher just got her, you know, his or her first job out of college. So we, you know, derived from, you know, a couple of my clients moving out of the area and still wanting to work with me to a client that lost their job and still wanted to work with me. So I was like, all right, let's do online training. And a couple people that moved, I do Skype sessions with, but then that was born. And then the program is kind of my budget option that I work with. So I usually will give somebody a questionnaire. They'll give stats where they work out at or what they have access to. And then from there, you know, any injury history, goals, occupation. From that, through our app, we customize a workout just for them. So we program for them every month. They want to work out three, four, five times a week. We'll put that in there, and then we'll give them email support at least once a week. So that's something that I really am really also running with, and I can go multiple areas with that. I mean, I'm more so focused in the DC area pretty much with that, but expanding out and just trying to help as many people as possible. That's kind of For example, you can read out of a magazine, you can read, watch, you can get YouTube videos, you can get programs anywhere, but somebody with a knee issue, squat's a great exercise, one of the best, but you got knee issues, squat's probably not the best choice. So, it takes injuries into account as well. And then, we give them instructions, full instructions on everything, videos, some that we've done. And if they haven't been ones we've done, we've handpicked every single one of them. That kind of in line with our values, because it helps somebody when they go to the gym, because you go to a gym and probably half people are doing exercises wrong. You go to a gym, you see like lat pull downs, bicep curls, all kinds of stuff just butchered. Mm-hmm. Sometimes big strong guys, and I hurt myself early on in my lifting career. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna watch what they're doing and pay the price.
Doing the right thing either. So it kind of just manifests itself and keeps going. It's like a snowball, yes. So to speak.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've had about a rotator cuff, not a terrible rotator cuff injury, but I've had some rotator cuff issues in my beginning from watching stuff.
Right. Well, cool. Well, it's great that you have that kind of individuality for every person so that you're able to kind of fit their needs. And what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Definitely. I'm going to expand upon actually the app that I just mentioned. So it's called Trainerize. It's one of the more popular fitness apps out there. You can use it as an app, but there's of course the full capability on their website. So without a doubt, it's been crucial in like business development and retention. So we use it for everybody. We use it for our one-on-one programs because it helps client keep track of their progress. They can see what their workout's going to be. And then of course I could easily substitute an exercise. And then of course we do use that for our online clients. And then with Trainerize, is cool. They can check in. They can chart their weight, their measurements. They can actually link like MyFitnessPal and other apps and their Fitbits as well. So we can kind of see their daily calorie intake, their macronutrient split. And it makes it easier for trainers as well. And then now that I have several contracted trainers, so that's a good way to kind of check our stats as well for everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like keep everybody on the same page as well, too, which is always important. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can kind of hop in a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I wanted to grow so fast. When I first started, we ended up getting our first contracted trainer. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I want to get all sorts of people. I thought too much shade. I did have one. I love my contractors I have. They're great. I did have one guy though. I didn't do enough of like a stringent like interview process. So he was having a habit of being late a lot or not showing up. He was no showing to clients. And now I was starting to get, it was my first time I had to really handle customer complaints, which, I dealt with that all the time working in hotels. So I was very prepared to do so. And it was like, And I do train on Sunday. It was like the first Sunday I took off for a long time. My niece was just born right before that. She was about 3 weeks at the time. So I drove up to Hershey, Pennsylvania to go hang out for the weekend. And he had this trainer had clients lined up. It was all Sunday morning. And I knew two out of three of them. And I actually gave them one of mine to get them started. And all three of these were friends of each other. And then so one texted me, he was like, he never showed up. He said he was going to be 5 minutes late. And I was like, oh no. And then I'm just sitting by the phone. I'm like, and then the second one calls me. And then the third one calls me. Oh my goodness. I mean, thankfully I knew them. And I was one of my former clients. I hadn't become my client again. So I rectified it. I did have to give away some free sessions. I did that to some volunteer work for a bit, but
yeah, that makes sense. But no, that's huge in making sure, you know, and I can definitely understand that, you know, trying to grow and trying to grow fast, especially sometimes you can sometimes skip over, you know, some of the people you're bringing on, but it's great to hear you've kind of definitely rectified that, you know, with your company and been able to provide, you know, quality services to people now. But that's usually sometimes the hardest way to learn, but sometimes it's the best way to learn.
Yes.
I've definitely seen. So now I wanted to ask you for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
CEO, I mean, it's a position where, you know, you're in control. It's a position where you really truly get to change lives. You get to play by your own rules. You get to do what you love every single day.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Matthew, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how best they can get a hold of you.
Best way to get a hold of us, you can go to our website, www.castfitness.net, our official site. Phone line's always open as well, even through email, through our website. We have a contact form on there as well. It's kind of me, and we actually have a nice blog on there as well. We have a lot of guest writers that come in. You can sign up for the emailing list as well, and we can deliver the blogs to you. We got, you know, exclusive tips that you may not find on the website exactly. So yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing from some of you as well.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate you again. And what we'll do is we'll have those links in the show notes just so that anybody can follow up. But again, I appreciate your time and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks. You too, Gresh.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.